This is VOA News. Tommy McNeil. Israeli military spokesperson Daniel Hagari said Sunday dozens of terrorists had surrendered to Israeli forces amid their ground offensive in the Gaza Strip. Israel confirmed it has been detaining increasing numbers of Palestinian men for interrogation as it pushes ahead with its war effort. Hagari said the arrest took place in two Hamas strongholds. Those believed to be U.S.-designated terrorists, Hamas members, are taken away for investigation, while others are told to head south. U.S. President Joe Biden, Ukraine's leader Volodymyr Zelensky are planning to meet at the White House on Tuesday.
The Biden administration is stepping up the pressure on Congress to provide billions more in aid to Kyiv in its war with Russia. The White House says the visit is intended to underscore the United States' unshakable commitment to Ukraine's defense against Russia's invasion at this critical moment. President Biden has asked Congress for a $110 billion package of wartime funding for Ukraine and Israel, but the request is caught up in a debate over U.S. immigration policy and border security. Zelensky also has been asked to speak to senators. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Two boats carrying more than 300 Rohingya Muslims, including emaciated women and children, have arrived at Indonesia's northernmost province after being adrift for weeks. One boat had been lost at sea for about 1.5 months and carrying 135 passengers. It arrived Sunday at a beach, and the other boat carrying nearly 180 people also docked Sunday at a beach. It had been at sea without adequate supplies for about 27 days. This is VOA News. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi is running again as a three-day election began on Sunday.
Paul Sullivan, a Washington-based Middle East analyst with the Atlantic Council, tells VOA that while it appears highly likely that President Sisi will win the election, the country is in difficult economic times and is stressed strategically by the Gaza war and other instabilities surrounding Egypt in its very difficult neighborhood. Results of the presidential election are not expected to be announced until December 18. Edward Uranian, VOA News, Cairo.
Residents in the U.S. eastern state of Tennessee have been cleaning up after severe weekend storms killed six people and damaged neighborhoods. Details from AP correspondent Tiffany Wong.
Several tornadoes raged through the Tennessee Valley on Saturday. Officials confirmed at least six people have died, and Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell says,
in total so far, our responders have identified 22 structures that have collapsed as a result of the storm, and countless others have sustained significant damage.
Social media photos showed debris scattered in front of houses, a tractor trailer flipped on its side on a highway, and insulation ripped out of building walls. I'm Tiffany Wong.
Divers have recovered the remains of a seventh of the eight crew members from a U.S. military Osprey aircraft that crashed off southern Japan during a training mission. The Air Force CV-22 Osprey went down November 29th, just off of Yokoshima Island in southwestern Japan, while on its way to Okinawa. The bodies of six of the crew had been recovered, including five from the sunken wreckage of the aircraft. The U.S. Air Force Special Operations Command said in a statement Sunday that the body recovered by Air Force divers was one of two crew still missing. The U.S. military has grounded all its Osprey helicopters after preliminary investigation indicated something went wrong with the aircraft that was not human error. A nationwide power blackout hit Kenya Sunday evening, paralyzing parts of the country, including the main airport in the capital, Nairobi, a major transport hub connecting East Africa to Asia, Europe, and other parts of the world. Sunday's outage began around 8 p.m. local time and was the third national power supply failure within the last 3 months. The state-run Kenya Power has blamed the blackout on the system disturbance, which they claim is being addressed by technicians. The latest blackout comes at a time when the country is facing high fuel prices, which many have blamed for millions of dollars in losses to the economy.